Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I want to ask you, how many tips for Google Drive are you using? Like, you've got maybe a set of four or five that are go-to do-its, and how many of those exist? Well, I've got a list in the show notes. If you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, I've got them so you can get them. Well, the bbomb.com put up a list of 20 tips for Google Drive. Take a look at that when you get a minute. You're going to make use of that. Also, I've started putting into the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, there should be a link to access the Google document directly from YouTube. Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and recently I talked about setting up different tips and tricks on using Google Documents. Well, today is how to set default styles for all your Google documents. I found a link that's got 8 Google Drive settings and preferences you should change. And number 5 has to do with setting default document formatting. So go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, and that link is in there. Like I always say, I've got them so you can get them. Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is what I want to know. Did you ask your AI, your artificial intelligence, how to be more productive? Well, I get curious, so I asked mine. And the list of results that came are on the guyrcookreport.podbean.com in the Google document that I refer to as the show notes. I've got them so you can get them. Take a look. Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and I want to know if you're aware of the 4 places you can get a viewer to another video. So you've uploaded your video onto YouTube, right? But wouldn't it be nice if you could use that medium as a way to send a viewer, right? Because they're already looking at videos on YouTube. So bazinga, I've got the Google document updated with the 4 ways and a 5th way, one that I use. So you can have a full deck of opportunities to send viewers to another video that you created. Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and the question today in this episode is, how many devices connected to the internet is too many? That is to say, how many can your router handle? I've got a router that was gifted to me, and it's not a normal router. It's the Orbi 960 from Netgear, and it'll support hundreds of devices. Okay, way more than my house would hold. So in summary, I guess, if you've got a really good router and you've connected it to a 1 gigabit fiber connection, then knowing how many devices can be connected is the key to that. Hi, this is Guy Cook, and the ways to get in contact with me, well, you can contact me through the guyrcookreport.com or https://guyrcook.com. There's a contact form there. Or you can call my new cell phone number, 509-200-1429. Look forward to talking. Hi. The reason for this section of the video is to remind you to subscribe or at least like. It's a wrap.